This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Found a major complaint about Northeast Ohio that I agree with. And you agree with me, and you saw it last night. When are they going to get a shot clock in high school basketball?
You need it. You absolutely need it.
You were at the Holy War last night, which I can't believe. The kid hits the opening three, turns to everybody, and shouts cuss words, and then back down the floor he goes. That's pandemonium stuff. I mean, you would expect that at a public school that my kids attend, not Ignatius and Ed's.
Very sad to see what's happened to these great schools and programs.
My God.
It was not only a shot clock. So we always talk about how expensive it would be to install the shot clocks and all these old
I was thinking yesterday, I go, what is the one reason stopping it? I go, it has to be just installing the shot clock.
Along with that, and I know it'd be a process, and boy, I want to get into the sales over at Tektronics or whatever the hell it's called.
You know the guy sitting there at the border of Ohio right now just
starting
so
my own
much
shot clock company.
It'll be the cannabis people. They'll just get in there and somehow be the same people. But at Ignatius, I don't know how long they've had this, because I haven't been to a lot of high school games over the last few years. They have digital boards mounted on the wall on both sides in color. So not only the starting lineups, it was like an NBA starting lineup thing. You're seeing graphics packages put together.
Yeah.
The kids have a class for it. It was incredible.
From West Park, Ohio.
They do it. So my son wrestled there in that gym last year. They did it for
awesome
third graders. They were doing it.
It's so cool. Yeah. I think this needs to be everywhere at this point. But you're right. The shot clock thing is something where Ohio is way behind. I don't know how many states, Anthony, find out how many states have already adopted this, because it's surprising that Ohio hasn't, especially when if you go down to the state tournament. And my buddies, you know, Kenny, they're all coaches, high school basketball coaches. We would go every year.
Yeah.
Until the last few years. Damn it.
Will you go again this year?
You know what? I'd like to. I'd honestly like to. But you go down to the state tournament, and some teams want to play stall ball. And, you know, these old school coaches, they love it. They're like, look at that. You're able to dribble and keep the ball away and create space with the dribble and get.
Part of the game is also learning how to find open shots and score with the basketball.
And
what part of the game is. I don't give a damn what any of the old school guys
say. It's the state tournament. Kids do not their whole lives aspire to go to the state tournament to play stall ball. I'm sorry. They don't care if they lose by 90 at the state tournament. It's the state tournament. Play. Let the kids go up and down the floor. But you absolutely need to get the shot
clock. Only nine states have the high school shot clock right now?
Currently, only nine.
Are you nuts?
They have used the 30 or 35-second shot clock.
Use a 35-second shot clock.
And these kids can absolutely, their skills are such, and I know we can complain different eras in every sport. Coaches like to say that it was better back then. No, kids have the ability to shoot from anywhere now. They can do it. They can certainly be able to transition into a shot clock era of basketball in the state of Ohio. And I've talked to a ton of all the coaches agree with me, though. I mean, everybody I talk to says, let's go.
How much are they?
$34.
I mean, I know you can't just take like an oven timer out there and reset it every time, but okay, so could you get them installed in all the schools in 3 years?
Yes.
If I go, hey, 2025, shot clock, let's go. We're doing shot clock.
If they can raise the money for field turf in every one of these schools, which they have for football and lacrosse and soccer and everything, then yes, they can get this taken care of.
Because I agree with you. I think part of the game is hey, learn how to find an open shot, hit the shot in a reasonable amount of time. Four corners stall ball is not the game. I don't care what anybody says. Four corners standing there holding it and dribbling the you-know-what out of it is not basketball.
Get you a pair of shot clocks for $2,000 right now.
All right, I'll put in $25 for the Wolverina.
Now Amazon has one for $280.
Now we're just giving money away here?
I want to see it. Let's do a pilot program.
Listen, I don't want to be opening up my
wallet.
Oh,
it's going to be an arms race. But you do realize when these kids...
Shot clock levies?
St. Ignatius or some of these programs, they have their holiday tournaments, at least they used to. They would go out of state. They play these other teams, and guess what? Voila, there's a shot clock sometimes.
Like, voila.
It's amazing. It's amazing that it can happen. Well, they also play at the Wolstein Center or Toledo or down in Columbus at any number of those places, and they do have the shot clock.
All right, back to the phones, I would suppose. 216-578-0092. You all know the number. Thank you very much for calling in. Anthony in Cleveland, hello.
Hey, guys. I was calling in to talk about the Cavs, about how disappointed I was.
Well, go on and tell us about it. You were upset with what? What are you disappointed by? Our interview with John Michael?
Just the loss, but John Michael kind of talked me back, reeled me in, made me understand about, you know, their road trip and how they just came back. And it kind of made sense last night. That's exactly what I saw now that I think about it. They did look tired. They did kind of look like, oh, you know, we just kind of are worn out. You asked a question. I think it was Anthony asked a question about what are the Cavs missing. And John Michael said that it's the ability to take somebody off the dribble. They don't have that person. That's what Colin Sexton did. And as much as of a sort of a non-passer he is or was, that is one of the things that he did give that team. So it is unfortunate that he's not there to give them that. So I was disappointed. Chicago's an up-and-coming team like we are, like the Cavs are. And I wanted the Cavs to win that game to kind of like say, no, the Cavs are really the true up-and-coming team this season. But it is a long season, so we'll see. But I wanted to say this before I got off the air.
Real quick.
So you had mentioned about Deshaun Watson and his transgressions or potential transgressions.
Yes.
And the NFL maybe not mentioning that if he has a great career at the end of his career, like Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
This is a media thing that I hate. Why is it that you guys bring up what happened to what someone did in the past why do we need to know that?
It's part of their story.
Part of their story?
It's part of their story. They did it.
But so what? That was so long ago.
I mean, if you want to bury your head in the sand over what Ben Roethlisberger did, that's your choice.
I'm
you can always turn it off.
Sand, but I'm saying it's not prudent to what's going on nowadays. So why do we bring it up? Why do we have to mention what they did in the past?
I'm sorry. He's a public figure. That's not how it works, Anthony.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter.
Anthony, G. Gordon Liddy died a year ago. People brought up Watergate with G. Gordon Liddy. Like, it happens.
Yeah,
and Watergate happened in 1972?
I've noticed that most media people never let a professional athlete or any public figure live down what they did in the past, no matter how long ago it was.
Yeah, no kidding. Welcome to real life, Anthony. That's how it works.
Okay,
if you did something wrong, it is brought up in your past all the time.
You're a public figure.
Exactly.
So if I just went out and start bringing up everything that you did wrong in the past that had nothing to do with anything else, it would be okay.
To.
You'd be like, oh, I'm a public figure. It's okay.
You're more than welcome to. I am a public figure.
I might be more than welcome to, but is it right?
Yes.
No, it's not.
How is it not? I live by the same rules as any other public figure.
It doesn't have anything to do with what is going on present day.
It does.
Are people not allowed to change and be better?
Of course they can, but that's part of them changing and getting better, Anthony. If they would have acted like that in the first place, it would have been them changing and getting better.
All it is you're trying to remind somebody that this person did this back in the day. Oh, and don't forget that Ben Roethlisberger had who cares about that? I'm not even a Ben Roethlisberger.
I think plenty of people care about what Ben Roethlisberger may have done there at Lake Tahoe or in the bar in Georgia. Yes, plenty of people care about that.
Yeah,
yes.
And they need to talk about it now. Like, if you would have never heard that,
yes.
Would somebody be like, Yes. Don't forget to mention that.
I hate to tell you this, Anthony, and thank you very much for the call. You're going to have a bad day that Jim Brown passes away. Ain't going to be a good one.
Oh, we're talking shot clocks.
Rick in Akron, hello.
Yeah, a little concerned about the shot clock. Shouldn't we be more worried about teachers getting money than putting money into a damn gym?
Finally, somebody said it!
No, I would take the money from the music teacher and take it from them.
Seriously.
And put it right into the shot clock where it belongs.
Less French horns, more shot clock.
Okay, so Anthony got into that whole thing about bringing up old stuff.
Yeah.
And I wanted to so badly end that call before that.
To go to that.
I saw what was written on Rick's call, and I go, oh, I want to get to this so bad right now. Holy cow, do I want to get mad at that? I was happy that Anthony brought it up.
I got a whole breakdown. More shot clock talk when we come back. A whole breakdown from administrators.
Don't.
Multiple administrators in our local public schools. They have the answers for the questions that you've been asking.
We're still supposed to have 2 minutes left in this thing here, Tom.
And now I will read them.
With Anthony, and so I extended the time.
And now I will read them.
I put more on the shot clock.
And now I will address them.
Here we go.
It is not the upfront cost of the shot clock holding everything back. It's finding capable people to work those events and officials who understand how they work, so it's not adding delays every 30 seconds when people screw up. The most realistic answer would be a fourth official.
So when we had this,
you still had a great tease.
You reminded me, okay? They ain't listening right now, I can say it. So when I was in Ashland, my first year, we had this old bat around the scoreboard, and it was no one had the heart to tell this guy that you can't do this anymore. And he would let the thing run, and the coaches and fans would be losing their mind, and he'd just be sitting there staring at the scoreboard, watching the clock run, and people would be screaming at him, going, hit the button, hit the button, turn it off. Minutes would be coming off. The refs would be looking at him like, what are you doing? And the refs would yell at the people in charge at Ashland. They're like, guys, you can't let this guy run the shot clock. And they're like, he's old. He donated a lot of money to the school.
You're not removing them.
He's real. And he was so nice. It was ridiculous.
Kenny, the more high school games you go to, you will see firsthand that either the guy doing the PA or the person doing the book or the person running the scoreboard or the clock, they have all gotten into it at one point with either another coach, another fan, an official. I have seen fisticuffs at high school boys and girls basketball games with these individuals. They are a proud group of people.
I'm so glad we took that extra 2 minutes on that segment. Coming up next, another angry caller. And I got to read these tweets here from the caller, Anthony, in Cleveland. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman, live in the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.